Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump sending troops to the U.S. border with Mexico. Mexico City believes this could harm U.S.-Mexico relations. Duncan Wood is head of the Mexico Center at the Wilson Institute.
But I think Mexicans are also quite aware of the domestic political dimension of this move by President Trump. They understand that he's trying to appeal to his base. He's already in campaign mode for the 2020 election. And they see this as being just another wild card move on the part of the American president, which unfortunately has left them in the crosshairs.
President Trump has credited Mexico for dispersing Central American migrants headed for the U.S. Boys and daughter of a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, attacked with a nerve agent in the British city of Salisbury in early March, is recovering quickly. The elder Skripal remains in critical condition. Britain's UN ambassador, Karen Pierce, speaking before the Security Council about the attack.
This is a weapon of mass destruction. This is no ordinary poisoning and no ordinary attack.
Russian maintains that it had nothing to do with the attack, but many Western nations don't believe the Kremlin. Two Turkish Americans will serve more than 1 year in prison after pleading guilty to assaulting pro-Kurdish demonstrators when Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Washington last year. Video shows Erdogan's security guards attacking protesters carrying Kurdish flags. Days after President Trump repeated his call to bring home U.S. forces from Syria, defense officials here in the Washington area insist that there have been no shift in strategy of U.S. policy in Syria. About 2,000 troops are stationed there. This is VOA News. A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio da Silva to surrender to authorities later today to begin serving a 12-year prison sentence on a corruption conviction. We get more now from Reuters' David Doyle.
Despite the conviction and six separate pending corruption trials, Brazil's first working-class president remains its most popular politician. A crowd gathered outside his Sao Paulo home late on Wednesday to show their support. The country remains deeply divided after Lula's successor, Dilma Rousseff, was impeached and removed from office amid a corruption scandal and economic crisis. Lula is the front-runner in opinion polls for the presidential election in October, even though his conviction means it's unlikely he'll be able to run.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. President Trump not expected to meet the leaders of Cuba and Venezuela when he attends a summit of the Americas next week in Lima, Peru. Summit comes as Mr. Trump threatens to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. U.S. delegation to the summit to the Americas will include Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan and Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter and senior advisor. The Koreas held preparatory talks for a summit later this month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Pernell Murdoch reporting now from the VOA News Center. The two sides agreed to meet at least once before the planned April 27th summit.
The Koreas will need to agree on how Kim will arrive at the venue, and there has been media speculation that he would cross the military demarcation line that bisects the Koreas by foot in a symbolic gesture. The Koreas also need to determine how many times he and Moon would meet that day and whether parts of the meetings would be broadcast on live television. The Koreas have held only two summits since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
South Korean court is set to deliver its verdict on former President Park Geun-hye and prosecutors seeking a 30-year jail term over a scandal that exposed webs of corruption between political leaders and the country's conglomerates. South Africa's former president, Jacob Zuma, due to appear in a Durban High Court to face charges of corruption and a years-old arms deal as a scandal from the 1990s comes back to haunt him within the weeks of his fall from power. And the Canadian federal agency charged with protecting civil rights of individuals says it will, along with its counterparts in British Columbia, investigate Facebook and Canadian data firm Aggregate IQ over ongoing data sharing scandal.
That's the latest world news from VOA.